Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, Wisconsin. We are live. Right, Conrad?
We are live.
Okay, just checking. I thought so. On the stream. So if you're with us, welcome. It's great to have you watching the radio, watching Nightlight unfold before your very eyes. The Democratic Convention is going on right now. Civic Media is covering that on our radio stations and on the app right now, doing a phenomenal job. But if you're with us, that's okay, too. We'll talk movies and TV. And popcorn tonight. We are talking popcorn, America's favorite movie pastime. America's pastime. How am I saying this, Conrad? America's favorite movie
snack.
Watching pastime snack.
That's a good way to word it.
Yeah, it's the choice and has been since the Depression. And we have someone. We have an expert here to talk about it tonight. Chris Anderson from Osh Pop. They make their own popcorn in Oshkosh, and as I understand, it is delicious. I was hoping Chris would appear in person and bring, like,
trailers, all the samples.
Trailers full. Yeah, exactly. But we'll have to do, like, a sample over the phone. I'm sure there's an app for that. But Chris will be here at 7:35 to talk about his product. It's a family business, as I understand it. And I want to ask him, we're going to do a new segment on the show, and I think we're going to start it next week, probably on Wednesday or Thursday. It's going to be called the Popcorn Pick of the Week. The Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week. Eventually, we'll have a sponsor for it, and we will give you what we think would be a great pick for something to watch during the upcoming weekend, be it a TV show, a movie. Well, actually, Popcorn Pick will be a movie, so we'll recommend a movie. And tonight, we're going to get our first taste of that. It's not the Popcorn Pick of the Week, but we're going to understand, we have a better understanding when we come away from tonight's show with why popcorn is a great movie snack and how it became the pastime snack of America, of American movie watchers. So we'll do that. That's at 7:35 with Chris Anderson. And then at 8:20, our old pal, he's not old. He's approaching middle age maybe, but he's a very talented director. And he made an award-winning documentary called Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory. And it's a very touching, very poignant film about breast cancer and how one family dealt with it. And the family happens to be the director's family. And his name is Justin Superstar. He will be here at 8:20. He's been here before, but he has some updates on his film and where we can watch it. So I am really excited to see the film. I've seen part of it. I want to watch it all the way through, so I can't wait for it to drop. And I believe that's in September, but we'll get more information from Justin when he swings by at 8:20. Today... there's a lot going on. There's not just a convention happening. It's also National Bacon Lovers Day. And I, for one, am a bacon guy. I'm not ashamed to say it. I was a vegan for about 9 months, about 10 years ago. And I actually loved it. It was not that difficult to eat well. As a vegan, I liked it. But I'll tell you what, I missed more than anything. I missed meat. And I don't even eat a ton of meat, but man, when it's taken off your plate, when it's not an option, that's what I craved, more so than dairy. I know some vegans say they crave dairy more than meat or protein. Not me. I didn't really miss dairy that much, but I did miss meat, specifically bacon. Conrad, how many strips of bacon would you say you eat in a given week?
You know, when I was younger, probably a lot, but when I usually don't cook it that often by myself.
You cook it?
Well, so you just eat it raw?
I just eat it raw. I'm a purist. I'm an American man. I usually buy the microwave stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'll be honest. But I do cook it. We cook it sometimes, like on Sunday mornings with pancakes or whatever.
I'm going to be honest. I don't have a microwave, so I have to do it.
Oh, wow. Is that by design? Like for health purposes or?
No, they just don't have one in my apartment. So I was like, I don't need it. I got an air fryer.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was just going to say, even better than the microwave is an air fryer. We use ours all the time, and it kicks the microwave's ass.
Yes, it does.
It's not even close. So it is National Bacon Lovers Day. And that leads me to tonight's question. What's a food You eat even though you know you shouldn't. And I would say bacon is mine. Especially because I try to do this keto thing. I'll do bacon and avocados and like some garlic or something like that. But it's I know I should eat chicken or fish, and I do. But man, sometimes I crave bacon. And I know it's bad for me, but I eat it. So what is a food you eat even though you know you shouldn't? That is tonight's question. Conrad, how can people share their answers with us?
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're under Nightlight with Pete Schwaba or WGBW. On YouTube, we're under Civic Media or WGBW. And on X, we're under Civic Media.
And if you're watching or if you're tuned in right now, that those are your only options tonight through Thursday. Just want to keep you guys informed on the app, as I mentioned, and the radio. You will hear coverage of the Democratic Convention, National Convention from Chicago by our outstanding team. Terry Bell and Todd Alba are bringing you coverage on that. But if you're with us on the stream, welcome. It's great to have you from wherever you're joining us from. And you know what's great about the stream?
What's that?
I like Wisconsin. But you can watch from anywhere, buddy.
Yeah.
There are people in Guam wanting to know my take on bacon right now.
Definitely.
So there you go. I'm going to say I have about 20 strips of bacon a week.
Oh, okay.
But they're like the microwave. They're not huge. And I'll eat it with an avocado. So I feel like I'm offsetting it with a superfood. But the bacon is like, and it's not even high in calories.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you're doing keto, it's got like, I don't know, 600 grams of sodium. And that's the bulk of my sodium for the day. So I don't feel like I don't feel like I'm being that unhealthy.
No, it has a lot of protein in it as well.
Todd Michaels checks in on the stream and says, a GoFundMe for a microwave for Khan's apartment.
Thanks, Todd.
I don't think he's desperate, Todd. He seems like he's doing just fine. And Todd, if you don't have an air fryer, I highly recommend it. Todd, what's a food that you eat, even though you know you shouldn't? Todd and I have both said we're emotional eaters. I do that when I get, like, I haven't drank in a while, so, like, food is kind of my go-to. So I will make up pasta with garlic or something if I'm feeling down or whatever, you know?
I think Todd's going to go spotted cow.
He might. It's not really a food, though. Spotted cow's good for you, right?
I think so.
Paula, Conrad's mom checks in on the stream, hanging with us, even though we don't have Paula's text. She's weighing in on the stream, which is great. She says, I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Paula, I am so with you. And I'll tell you, I would say in the last couple of years, I have become addicted to the white chocolate Reese's. I don't know if you've had them. I recommend them. It might be a bit of an adjustment because it's not your stereotypical milk chocolate peanut butter, but I recommend it. And that's a great answer. Todd says spotted cow is good for you. Oh, it's good for you. Yes. I agree, Todd. Yeah. You keep telling yourself that, buddy.
You know what's really good, though? The Reese's has so many different types of candy bars.
Yeah, they've taken over.
I think the best one is the Fast Breaks.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
I think that's the one I would go with. Because anytime I see one, I'm like, I know I shouldn't do it, but it's right there.
Okay, so I have a friend. I'm not going to say who it is, but he's been on the show. And there was a place in North Hollywood called Odyssey Video. It's a big, huge video store. And they had as many adult films as they had regular films. And they had every regular film ever made. So I stopped in there to get a legitimate movie. And I see my buddy standing in line with a movie, with a porno. And that's embarrassing, right? I mean, what are you supposed to do? First of all, that was like the walk of shame when you had to go into an adult store and rent a porno. And he's there. He's busted. He's holding it. It was something like Butt Blasters or something like that. And I go, hey, buddy. And he just ditches it. And he throws it into the candy that's like right next to in the aisle right next to him. And he pulls the first thing he grabs. And it was a Nutrageous bar. It's just like, oh, yeah, you stomped off at your local video store, your neighborhood video store for a Nutrageous. He goes, yeah, like, oh, we laughed about that for years. Good fun. So, yeah, you're right. Reese's has everything. They've taken over. They got the Fast Break. They got those wafer bars now. That's a good one.
They got those big cups, too.
Yes.
They're huge.
Yeah, they are. Like, they don't want you just stacking the two. They want you to take the entire. And the funny thing is, you know, Reese's are so addicting. There's a book called Forks Over Knives. And it's actually the reason I kind of went vegan for a while. I read all this stuff, and it was this fireman wrote it, and he swears by the vegan diet and all that. His dad is a heart surgeon, and his dad is the heart surgeon, I believe, that worked on Bill Clinton and David Letterman. Very brilliant guy. And he said he's a vegan, and he's been a vegan for years, but he indulges himself every New Year's. He will eat like 10 to 15 Reese's peanut butter cups, and then he's good for the year. And I was like, wow.
I guess if you have that much, you might get sick of it.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, maybe. And he said an interesting thing from this book. I don't even know how I got off on this, but his dad, this heart surgeon, said people come up to him and say, a vegan diet, that's so extreme. And he says, you know what I think is extreme? Taking a vein out of your leg and wiring it around your heart because you can't control your eating. Like, he's so right. Like, it's just food. It's just fuel. And now that I say that, I'm eating nothing but protein. I'm on the keto. I've done them all, Conrad. Have you ever done one of those, like, fad diets?
I've done the keto.
Have you done the... Oh, that's right. You told me that.
Yeah.
In high school, right?
Yeah, in high school, yep.
That's crazy, man.
It's because my parents were both doing it, too, so we all did it.
Nice. There was a diet back in the 90s called the cabbage soup diet. You ate nothing but cabbage soup. Yeah, it was just insanity.
And I heard you just had... You had that weird smell with you.
Yeah, you did. It was like it followed you around. It comes out of your pores, and you just go to the bathroom constantly. It was terrible. So, I did that once, and I made it, and I'm never doing it again. I like the keto. It's not that difficult. This is a big day for Paris Hilton, ladies and gentlemen. Not to take it back to show business or anything, but she put out a tweet. Where is that? I got to find that. She put out a tweet and said, ladies and gentlemen, no. She said, hey, world. First of all, they don't all follow you, Paris. It's Paris Hilton, and I'm here to tell you about the hottest thing on the planet right now. My brand new CD and vinyl. Dear God.
No thanks.
That's unsettling, yeah. I mean, like if it was a new reality show or something like that, like with Nicole Richie. But she's singing? Are people lining up for that? I don't know.
I don't think so.
What's a food you eat, even though you know you shouldn't? That's tonight's question. Weigh in. Always fun to have you guys play along on Nightlight every night. And we're coming back. I'm going to tell you, I had to pee last night in the middle of the night. And I was at a crossroads. And I'm going to talk about that next. You won't want to miss that. We're taking it to the toilet, ladies and gentlemen. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Forget the pound, so you're tired. Just want to close your eyes. Follow your dream down. Did you order a copy?
Yep.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. You pay for Paris's album and then make a cassette tape for me. I'll listen to that. If I like it, I'll go halves.
Sounds good.
So here's what happened last night. All right, I'm laying in bed and I wake up because I kind of have to pee at like 3 a.m. I've only been in bed like 2 hours. What do you do? Because like if I get up, it's going to wake me up even more. But I'm one of those people, maybe slightly OCD, where I'm like, oh, do I want to go back to sleep? Then I'm going to wake up at like 6 a.m. I have to really go. You know what I mean? What do you do in that situation?
I mean.
You just get up and take care of business?
I sleep through everything, so I don't know. I think I would just get up and go, but.
I mean, I usually do, but this was like right on the cusp where it's like, well, I guess I could go. But is it worth the footsteps? I don't know. But I didn't. Last night I tried to sleep through it. Ended up waking up at 8. I'm on about 4 hours of sleep because of this quandary. So I gotta stop. I usually grab like a couple waters for the way home. I have a water with me. I'll finish that. Then I'll take one from here. And I'll have one when I get home. Like, there's way too much water at that hour. Then I follow it up with a couple cups of coffee.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah, maybe. Jim from Appleton says, I love most Reese's bars, but nothing beats Hershey king size milk chocolate bars. That's pretty good. So we got Reese's, Spotted Cow, bacon for me. And Jim says milk chocolate bars. That is the American classic. That is the popcorn of candy bars, Jim. Todd says a well-marbled steak. Not good for you, but so good. I agree. And I think if it has the marble in it or the fat going through it, I think that is worse for you, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know enough about like the finer meats like that, but I think that's what that means. Sage checks in and says, hey now. Well said. I don't know if he means like if he's doing Hank Kingsley from the Larry Sanders Show. Or maybe we finally, this might be a first time texter, Conrad.
Yeah.
And he's probably like, finally, someone is talking about peeing in the middle of the night. I want in. I'm already in the Hawk Tua fan club. I want to join the Nightlight fan club. Thanks for weighing in, Sage. Good to have you. Jim from Appleton also says, that's the same. That's a repeat. That's okay. It makes it look like we have more texts. We're competing with the convention, Conrad.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll move on from that. Chris Anderson from Osh Pop is here to talk about America's favorite pastime when it comes to snacks for watching movies, popcorn. He owns a popcorn shop in Oshkosh. He will be here shortly. Right now, I don't know why. Conrad, wait a minute. What is your food? Did you say a food?
Yeah. So I went with Reese's Fast Break.
So you're just keeping it in the Reese's family.
But if, I guess, you know, chips, because it's hard to stop sometimes when you start eating them.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing.
And there's something about like, I like nuts too, and nuts are good for you. But maybe it's because I know chips aren't, that I crave the chips, the crunch. Like, yeah. You know, you crunch the nuts too, but it's not the same as that. I don't know what it is. We've been brainwashed.
You know, it also crackers, because like the serving size is like 4 of them. It's like 150 calories.
That's right.
And you have 8 of them. You're like, all right, well, I need to stop now. But you're like, I'm not even full.
That's like the Brian Regan joke. Like, he checks the serving size. A serving size of Fig Newtons is 2 cookies. He's like, who in the hell eats 2 cookies? I eat Fig Newtons by the sleeve. So this drives me crazy. If there's a celebrity that I just don't really care for, there's a few of them. Gwyneth Paltrow has to be one of them. I think she is so pretentious. And I know she's a Nepo baby and both her parents were in the biz. And I get it. But like, you have to at least try to be humble or just accept that, like, everything she says, I feel like she is trying to sound intelligent. And it drives me nuts. And I can't, like, I do these Hollywood beats here at Civic Media. I have one coming out tomorrow with her. But she's talking about her daughter or her, I'm sorry, her ex-husband, who's Chris Martin from Coldplay. They had 2 kids together, Apple and Moses. Okay, I know. And she has a company called Goop. And apparently she sold, you remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle the scent of her
privates. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4 at Costco. But she has that. Okay, so she's got these products. And she's trying to sound like there's all these rumors about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up. And then they have a publicist come out and say, oh, no, they're fine. Like, anytime a publicist has to get involved, you know that relationship is over. But Gwyneth Paltrow, here's what she said about Dakota Johnson, her ex-husband's new wife, girlfriend, whatever she is. I don't know. She says, I love her. She gushed to Harper's Bazaar in 2020 about Johnson. I can see how it would seem weird because it's sort of unconventional. But I think in this case, just having passed through it iteratively, I just adore her. I always start to think of the ampersand sign. And what else can you bring in? Instead of being resistant or being made insecure by, there's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What in the hell is she talking about?
I got lost so fast.
Like, iteratively means like repeated, like she's been through that, something along those lines. I've heard that word twice in my life, and I remembered it because it's such a different word. People don't use it. But Dennis Miller used to do that. It was like he would look up words right before his special and use them. Like, hey, everybody, I'm smart. And, you know, that's an intelligence. You look something up, you learn it. Okay. But it doesn't mean you're like this genius. And I feel like she's always trying to, she kind of talks herself in circles trying to sound intelligent. And I'm just like, just be a person. I don't know what she's going for. You're already rich. You got your company, Goop. You're selling your smells to the general public. She thinks highly of herself. Would you ever date a girl like that, Conrad?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
She can get away with it because she's a celebrity. But if you bring home you bring home a girl to meet your parents, oh, and she also sells the smell of her vagina in jars. Oh.
Okay, yeah. Well,
we have a meatloaf plan for tonight. Have a seat. I mean, how do you talk to people like that?
I think that might be a red flag.
But she's rich, Conrad.
Oh, okay. Well, then it makes it all right.
I'll muscle through. I don't know. She just rubs me the wrong way. All right. So we've got Chrissy Anderson coming up from Oshpop in Oshkosh. We're going to talk about the great pastime of eating popcorn while watching a movie. And then at 8:20, the director of Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory, a really award-winning documentary that is very heartfelt about a family that dealt with cancer. Justin Superstar will be here at 8:20. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, you have Civic Media's award-winning. Are we doing the news because of the convention? Or are we?
The news is not on because of the.
The news is not on. All right. Smoke them if you got them, folks. We'll be back in a few minutes with Chris Anderson talking popcorn and movies on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality.
So our question is, what is a food that you know is bad for you, but you keep eating anyway? We had some great answers. A lot of Reese's answers. Reese's Nutrageous. What's the one you said, Conrad? The
Fast Break.
That's right. Spotted Cow. A Marble Steak. Bacon for me. Chips for Conrad. Sarah Jean just checks in on the stream and says, Todd Michaels. She's addressing Todd's text. We've got some inner discussion going here. She says, Spotted Cow. She says, I alone kept them in business during my 20s and Coors. Sounds like you might have a drinking problem, Sarah. I don't know. You know what goes great with booze? Popcorn. And that's what we're talking about tonight, folks. This is exciting. We've got, as I mentioned, starting next week, we are going to do a little feature every week on Nightlight, either on Wednesday or Thursday night, called our Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie for that weekend that you should check out and eat popcorn with, because popcorn, as we know, goes great with movies. It's the national food pastime of watching movies. So what better way to start this bit off next week by getting a little information and having a little exploratory discussion here first with a guy who knows his popcorn and makes his own and sells it. Chris Anderson joins us now from Oshpop, his store in Oshkosh, and we'll pick Chris's brain and get his thoughts on popcorn. Chris, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you? Thanks
good.
For having me on.
Hey, my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about your popcorn. I mean, you know, you're in Oshkosh. It's called Oshpop. Love the name, by the way. Tell
Thank
us
you.
About your product.
Well, about 6 years ago, we started our little adventure. It's just a family-owned business in Oshkosh.
Love it.
We wanted to get into something that was fun, something that we could do on our own, something that maybe didn't cost a fortune to get going, and something we could get the family involved in. At the time, I had three kids that were either in middle school or high school. Of course, they're 6 years older now. But we started our venture on our own. We just started doing it part-time, and it eventually grew into a full-time business. I always thought we could make some unique products with our popcorn, not just the standard, of course, butter or white popcorn.
Yeah.
And we ventured into making something just a little bit more exciting than those varieties. We throw some inclusions in our popcorn to make them a little bit more, I guess I will call them gourmet.
Okay. Like what? What kind of inclusions?
Sure. So some of the first that we started with, and we still make them today because they are so popular for us, are a chocolate-covered Door County cherry popcorn.
Whoa.
That is a cherry popcorn mixed with some caramel and some white salted popcorn. It's got some dried Door County cherries in it, as well as, of course, that drizzle of dark chocolate over the top of the whole mix there. Just one of our most popular flavors. Jeez. And once you get those tart cherries mixed in with that chocolate and maybe some caramel corn, it is just an explosion in your mouth of flavors for sure.
Do you even need the popcorn at that point?
I tell you what, we don't overload it with everything, so okay. It's just over the top. It's nice. Just the right amount of mix, and it works out well for us. So that's one of them. We also do a salted dark chocolate caramel pretzel. Of course, we include some mini pretzels in that. Right when we add the popcorn into the caramel mixture, we also add those pretzels in. So you're getting some caramel-coated pretzels as well as the popcorn. A drizzle of dark chocolate over the top of that, as well as some flaked sea salt. And I'm telling you, that is an outstanding, delicious snack for sure.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad worked in downtown Chicago, and there has to be, I think, in downtown Chicago in the 70s and 80s, I think there was like a caramel corn place. There's like two per block. And he would bring home a brown bag of caramel corn, and he had an L ride and all this kind of stuff. He would get home, it was still hot. And it was like the greatest thing I ever tasted. And whenever I have caramel corn now, I'm immediately like transported back to my childhood. It is part of our culture, like popcorn, caramel corn, all of this stuff. How fun is it when you have a new idea, when you're coming up with a new iteration of popcorn? Where does it come from?
Sure. I'll tell you, we take a lot of inspiration from the grocery store in the junk food aisles. I'm not going to lie to you. The ice cream category, if you take a look at something like, just a caramel cashew flavor of an ice cream, you begin to think, well, can I do this with popcorn? Well, sure I can. We can do the caramel.
Oh, nice.
We can add cashews. They're nice and coated in caramel as well. And then maybe we think, well, what else can we throw in there to make it to kick it up a little bit? We can drizzle with some chocolate, or maybe we throw in another dried fruit, something to enhance the flavor. But yeah, we definitely take a lot of inspiration from cookies and pies and cakes, all your traditional desserts. We begin to think if it can be something made into popcorn, we're going to try and do it. Might take numerous tries to get it right, but if we think we can get it pretty darn close and we're happy with the product, we're definitely going to put it out there and see what happens with it.
That sounds like a really fun process, and I'm sure you guys, like, when you have something, do you do all your own testing? You guys just sit around and try it and go, I think we got something here, or do you do test marketing? How do you know you have something great?
Well, once we got going here, after about maybe a year or a year and a half worth of trying different applications to get the right process into making a popcorn taste the way it should, like a key lime pie or whatever the case may be, you kind of learn a few tricks of the trade on what you can use to get, say, that key lime flavor into your popcorn.
Right.
And that kind of goes hand in hand with other flavors then, too. So we've kind of learned a lot of good ways to at least start with that base flavor. And then once we try that out and you think, boy, this tastes like key lime pie a little bit, what do we add to it a little bit more? We've done some things with white chocolate where we can add some graham cracker crumbs to give you that crust taste and texture. We might do a very vanilla sweet popcorn for like a dollop of whipped cream for the top. Topping of that pie that you're dreaming about, if we can get all that mixed into that popcorn flavor, that's what we're after. We've thrown out a lot of batches of popcorn that haven't worked out for us.
Sure.
That are all trial and error, but that's part of the process, and it's really part of the fun of it as well, for sure.
So how did you, there's a lot of popcorn companies just in Wisconsin. I've talked to a few of them. I'm talking to a few of them, and they all seem like, how do you make your product stand? Do you have different flavors, or do you just work harder to market it? How do you, I'm sure it's competitive. How do you rise above the crop, so to speak?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I do sneak around and go into some other popcorn shops and try what they're doing.
Some Groucho and, glasses and a fake mustache, maybe?
Absolutely. Yep. a goofy looking wig as well. But yeah, you know, if you find something you like, maybe in another store that you think, boy, I can take this and maybe run with it into this flavor.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to try that and see if we can do something better than either somebody else is doing. Or if you're, you know, if I'm out and about in these other stores, and I hit quite a few of them around the state, if I have an idea on a product that nobody else has, I'm going to really work to get that one to be the first one to the market with that, you know.
My guest is Chris Anderson from Osh Pop Popcorn in Oshkosh. Check it out. It sounds like I would go for the Door County Cherry with the chocolate. That's the, I mean, they all sound great, but that's probably the one I would just like grab a bag and start mowing it immediately. Todd Michaels checks in and says, Chris is a great guy and his shop is awesome. You know Todd, Chris?
I do know Todd. Yeah. Todd and I go quite a ways back, but that's Todd is a great guy as well. And I appreciate the compliments there, Todd. Thank you.
Does it ever get to you, like the smell? I know movie popcorn, sometimes I'm in the mood for it or I'm not. It just smells like butter constantly. And I don't usually go for movie popcorn, even though I know that's sort of sacrilegious, but, how is yours different? And what do you think about movie popcorn, Chris?
Well, I absolutely love it. I'm not going to lie there. anytime I do hit the movie theater, that is the first thing I'm in line for, is that giant bucket. I don't even mess around with anything smaller than that. I do share with my wife and family, but I'm the one that holds on to the bucket, so you know who gets the most. Well, they're putting a buttery topping on their product at the movie theater, of course.
Right.
And it's warm. The popcorn's warm, and the buttery topping is warm. It's hard to not continuously put your hand in that bucket and feed your face with popcorn. We do have a butter popcorn at our shop, but it is a butter flavored coconut oil as well as a butter flavored salt on it. We do have some great big fluffy yellow kernels, just like the movie theater does. Unfortunately, I don't have the ability to keep everything warm all the time at our shop, but you know, it turns out pretty good yet. And I know we have a lot of fans with our butter popcorn that come in time and time again. So we must hold up pretty well against that movie theater popcorn. And one thing I can tell you is we're a little bit less expensive than the
I believe that
$14 bucket or whatever it is these days.
You have to get a home equity loan to afford the concessions at movies.
But exactly,
I think
right.
It's interesting. Like when you said the popcorn or the coconut oil, is that the healthier stuff? Because I know a few years ago there was a big controversy over what is healthier when you go to the movies, and some places have the healthier oil and some places don't. They and some places even say, no, we're the traditional, come in and eat the unhealthy stuff. And some people like that, you know.
Well, when we started out, I had some help with a company that we get a lot of our products from, and he recommended us starting and using and sticking with coconut oil. It is a little bit more expensive than some of your other corn oils or seed oils that you can use as well. But to me, it gives the popcorn kind of a more crisp texture that holds up longer as well. And I think it is a little bit healthier than some of those other oils. The only issue you run into with coconut oil, and we do hear this at the store, is some people are allergic to tree nuts or coconuts.
Yeah.
And of course we give them that warning, of course, when we're when we're popping with coconut oil all the time. But yeah, I think it just holds up the popcorn a little bit better. It's a nice, fresh, crisp product, and it just does the job for us. And I don't think I'll ever go away from it.
Well, good for you. That is Orville Redenbacher a personal hero to you or a inspiration? Do you have a bow tie?
You know, I had my share of Orville Redenbacher over the years. But he's kind of lost his luster a little bit when you can make it fresh at the right. shop like we do.
He's not putting Door County cherries on his popcorn.
He's not messing around with any of that extra stuff. No.
If you weren't making popcorn, Chris, what would you be doing?
If I was not making popcorn? Boy.
Goobers?
I'm going to share a little secret here, I think, with you right now.
Please.
I always wanted to make my own ice cream.
Oh,
and when
nice.
We explored starting a little shop on our own, popcorn was much more economical to start with, a little bit easier to get past the health department with all of the codes and everything. Popcorn is certainly regulated, but it's not over the top like an ice cream or a dairy product would be.
Okay.
So that's why we started with popcorn. But you know what? Something that supplements a popcorn shop quite well would definitely be ice cream. And maybe someday I'd be making my own ice cream as well. And we can sell ice cream in the summer and we can sell popcorn in the winter. So.
Wow, you'd be covering all the bases there. I think, all right, here's what we'll do. First of all, tell people where your store is and where they can come in and get some popcorn.
Sure. We are at 1300 Oshkosh Avenue. And that is just off of Highway 41 and 21 exit. If you head into town or towards the UWO campus, we are about a quarter of a mile in on the left-hand side.
Awesome. All right. When we come back, Chris is going to give us, he's going to make a suggestion of what he thinks we should watch. He'll give us his popcorn pick of the week. And we'll learn a little bit about the history of popcorn and why it became so popular in movie theaters. And it has to do a little bit with cost. Chris Anderson is here from Osh Pop and Oshkosh. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. If you are joining us from coverage of the Democratic National Convention, welcome. Those of you who are watching in the stream and want nothing to do with politics right now, that's totally fine, too. It's great to have you on this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. My guest right now is Chris Anderson. He owns Osh Pop in Oshkosh, a popcorn store that makes Door County cherry chocolate popcorn and all kinds of really, really cool sounding flavors. Check them out for sure. Chris, do you know how popcorn became America's favorite movie snack?
I do not. I'm kind of anxious to hear this myself.
All right. So here's, I got this off the Google, which has no extra flavoring, by the way, just to make that clear. it's affordable. And it started in the Great Depression. Was popcorn was easy to make and it was cheap. So it brought people to the theater. It was a snack they could afford. And I love that. And it was eventually they let vendors come in. And the invention of the electric popcorn machine was by a guy named Charles Kreator. And it made it easy for theaters to make their own popcorn. And now it's almost like a Pavlov's dog thing. Like you hear that. You hear that popcorn popping, and it gets you excited to watch a movie. And I think that's so true.
Absolutely, it is. You know, we have tons of customers that come into the store, and they tell their stories about having popcorn as kids. Maybe mom or dad would make popcorn on a Sunday night when they were going to watch a movie. We hear that all the time, and it just resonates with the family traditions. It's awesome.
It is. You walk into the theater, you got that smell, you can hear the popcorn. It's just like a buildup. Today, it says, theaters sell popcorn at a markup of 800 to 1,500%, and its aroma has become inextricably linked to movies, which is definitely true.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
All right. So that's cool. I thought that was really interesting, and it's fun. I love when I learn a little bit of history. Like I've been in the entertainment business my whole life. And when I learn something like that, it's just, it is a piece of Americana. You know, it's so great. And what we're going to do on the show moving forward, Chris, I don't know if you heard when I brought you on, but we're going to do a new segment called the Popcorn Pick of the Week. And we are you know, talking to different people. We'd love to have a sponsor at some point. But what I want to know is what kind of movies do you recommend? What do you like to watch?
Well, I really like anything suspenseful. I like being on the edge of my seat is probably my favorite type of movie to watch.
Okay. Have you seen anything this summer? Have you seen any of the summer blockbusters or anything you're streaming right now on TV or binge watching?
I have not. Unfortunately, I can't help you out with that there. I do have an all-time favorite, but if you're interested in hearing that, I can
would
tell
love
you
it.
That.
Absolutely. And this the popcorn pick of the week doesn't have to be, you know, typically we'll do if a movie's in a theater or coming out on streaming like Twisters or whatever. But if it's something from the past or a classic, that's fine, too. Lay it on us, buddy.
Well, this is the only movie that I have ever seen three times at the movie theater.
Oh, nice.
Just because I liked it so much and went with different friends. But it is Silence of the Lambs. There is no doubt about it. If that is on or I have the chance to see that, I'm sitting my butt down to watch that for a few hours.
That's interesting. We've done that segment too on the show. Something you can't turn off. Like when you're flipping around, you're on your way to bed, give it one last go through. Oh, Silence of the Lambs is on. It looks like I'm going to be up for another hour or two.
Yeah.
You know,
it'll keep you up a little extra. That's
yeah.
For sure.
And those are great. And I'm going to recommend something to you. I don't know if you've ever heard of this film. It's called Manhunter. And it was, it's kind of like a prequel to Silence of the Lambs. And it stars William Peterson from the CSI movies and To Live and Die in L.A. Dennis Farina is in it. And he is trying to solve crimes. And he goes to a jail to consult Dr. Hannibal Lecter, who he put away.
Oh.
And they remade it years later. It was called The Red Dragon with Edward Norton. But this is from 1987. It's a phenomenal movie. And Brian Cox from Succession plays Hannibal Lecter. And I'll say this, Chris. And a few of friends and I have talked about this, and we've agreed he is a better Hannibal Lecter than Anthony Hopkins. Now, he's only on screen for about 10 minutes. It's a smaller role, but he's so creepy. And if you like Silence of the Lambs, I would implore you to check out Manhunter from 1987. Great film.
Hey, that is awesome advice. I have actually not ever heard of that, but I definitely will check that out now.
It's worth a look. All right, so congratulations. You are our first popcorn pick of the week contestant here, and I'm going to say that you're going to go ahead and recommend Silence of the Lambs. What do you think about that, Conrad?
Good movie. Great pick.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Have you seen it three times in the theater like Chris?
You know, I haven't done that.
Chris sounds a little obsessive. I'm not going to lie. Chris, this has been fun. Thank you so much for joining us. Continued success with Osh Pop. And real quick, can people get it online or can they order through the mail or anything?
OshPopGourmetPopcorn.com.
Perfect.
You absolutely can get it online. We offer free delivery in the Oshkosh area. There is a little bit of charge outside of the Oshkosh area, but take advantage. We do run promos through that website every now and again as well, so sign up for the newsletter.
Fantastic. Save me some Door County cherry chocolate. I'll come in for a handful at one of these times.
Hey, sounds good. We got some set aside for you. Thanks,
okay,
Pete.
Buddy. Thanks, Chris. Have a great night.
Take care.
Yeah, you too, bud. That was Chris Anderson of Osh Pop. Check it out, OshPopGourmetPopcorn.com. Osh Pop. Gourmet.com. Try them both. I totally spaced out because I was, but he just gave you the website. It sounds great. I literally, here's the issue, and this is why I should have planned better. I'm on a fast right now, and now all I can think about is key lime popcorn, Door County cherry chocolate popcorn, and then he was talking about ice cream, and I'm about to lose my mind right now. So if I just go off book here and take hostages, bear with me.
So I kind of looked up on their website.
Mm-hmm. And what is the website? Did I get it right? Osh Pop?
So it's OshPopGourmetPopcorn.com.
OshPopGourmetPopcorn.com.
Okay. I'm just looking at some of these and I'm like, yeah, I could use some right now.
Yeah, I can't look right now. I just can't do it. but that is, there you go, folks. That was sort of our lead up to our popcorn pick of the week, which will start next week. Probably on Wednesday or Thursday, but that's a new segment we'll do here at Nightlight. And Chris was a great first guest. That was fun. He was fun to talk to. At 8:20, Justin Superstar. I know what you're thinking. That can't be his real name. And you're right. But it's a cool name. He'll be here at 8:20 talking about his film, Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory, an award-winning documentary about a family struggle with breast cancer and a husband who created a nipple for women dealing with those issues or who have to have mastectomies. Very interesting topic and very heartfelt film. We'll talk to Justin in just a bit. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Matthew Perry, and we have some funny Matthew Perry clips for you from, what was that show he was on, Conrad?
Well, it was SNL and then Friends.
Oh, you got an SNL. You went off book a little bit. Okay.
His only SNL clip.
It's only SNL clip. All right, fantastic. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming back.
No surprise to me with another guy. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now.